The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Welcome to episode 176 of the Extra Mile Podcast. How's everyone today? Hopefully better than I am. But we are back with a more appropriate length podcast. I hope some of our submissions have gotten rather lengthy and we're probably going to have to pull the reins in on that a little bit. But this one, I wanted to get out there because I know a lot of folks. Boy, I hope you guys can't hear the wind. If you do hear that wind, it's all JD's fault because of the patented wind sock that he invented and I stole. Anyway, I wanted to get this episode out before many of you take out to the roads for turkey trots in a few days. In Thanksgiving weekend for some long runs. It is fall, but at least where I'm at, it's more like winter weather. Makes me feel silly for all the hot weather complaining that I've done, but you knew that was coming. It has driven me inside on the treadmill a lot more than I would have liked. And I have recently welcomed my first cold of the fall slash winter season. It's actually gotten better. I don't know if you can tell it in my voice. I have spent the last few nights in a spare bedroom sleeping in, coughing quite a bit through the night and hoping not to keep the rest of the family awake, but it's actually gotten better. My running has really taken a hit. Not just because of the nasty weather, but because of this, mostly because of this cold. So, as Trisha said on Facebook in a comment she left me, good thing to get it out of the way before the Jeff Galloway half marathon. And I'm rather optimistic because it's actually lasted about 4 days, I think, something like that. But it has improved greatly in the last couple of days. I've gotten some pretty decent night's sleep, which I think for me helps a lot. My long run is now at half marathon distance. I had a 13 miler on my calendar, and I actually obviously did the extra 0.1 and got the 13.1. I was using a 3060, so I still am doing on my long runs more walking than running. I kept it very easy, very slow. So a tad more about that ratio and the pace at the end of the show as it relates to my what am I thankful for moment. We'll chat more about that. On that topic, we'll all be celebrating Thanksgiving here in the U.S. on Thursday, November the 22nd. That's a rather poignant historical date here in the United States. So I've asked for some help, knowing many would be running those turkey trots. I asked for some submissions about what running related items are you thankful for. We got quite a few responses to that, as well as a few race reports. So let's get to it, huh? We'll check all that out and we'll chat a little bit at the end. Y'all enjoy your extra mile. Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is JD. So to answer the question, our from friend Nate from Harrisburg put forward, what's the scariest thing you have seen on a run? This screaming wind in your face. Probably only second to my own reflection, but that's my own little issue there. That's it. That's my answer. Enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Tom calling from Carrboro, North Carolina, with a training update and race report. I should have given this in two submissions instead of one, but it was an interesting period of training for the Anthem Richmond Marathon, which I just completed, and I felt like I did very well. And originally, my training was not going very well, and partly due to the fact that it's been so hot and humid this past summer. And I had a long run in early September where we were supposed to go about 18 miles, and I could only make it to 15. And I was doing this with the Galloway group in Raleigh and was running about 1 minute and walking for 30 seconds, which was okay for the first 10 miles. But then I started huffing and puffing and having a lot of difficulty. And I got with Jeff Galloway, and he gave me a plan. And I wasn't so crazy about it originally. It was more like to walk like 10 seconds and run 30 to not get my body overheated. And I should have really followed in the first place, but I did another long run on another humid September day with Raleigh Galloway, and we did about 16 miles. And I guess I was supposed to get up to about 20 miles. So I was kind of behind schedule. So I went a different direction and pretty much followed what Jeff recommended, which was to the first time was walk 11 miles and then start run, and this was going to be a 22 miler, and then start running 10 and walking 30. And stubborn little me, I ended up doing a 15 run and 30 walk, but that was still okay. And I was able to do the first run with a friend where we walked, and she enjoyed herself too doing it and felt very successful. She was training for a marathon, but because of her back issues, she couldn't complete it. But that run, she felt really good, and she was able to get in about 15 miles. And I was able to get in. I actually added a mile to it, and so I went in and did 23 miles. So 2 weeks later, I decided not to do the Raleigh Galloway group and do the last long run on my own. And his instructions for this was to walk 5 minutes and then, 5 miles, and then do a run walk of 15 or 10:30, which I did 15:30 the rest of the way for about up to the 26 miles. And I felt good enough, even with a very hilly route, which I intentionally created for myself. And but it was nice to be closer to home, because usually I have to travel to as far as Raleigh for these runs. So it's nice to wake up and do the run earlier. And I was able to run, was able to do it pretty well considering that it was raining at the end. And I actually added one extra mile. So I actually got up to about 27 miles. So I was pretty much caught up with my training, and I did the Richmond Marathon just a couple of days ago, and I tried to prepare myself. I did the race 3 years ago, and while I improved on my initial marathon time by about 18 minutes, I still struggled with the race and bonked around mile 20, and I actually did too much the day before, and took the tour. They have a tour of the course, and I took that, and it just was not something I should have done. And I ended up walking that day more. So I tried to be a little more careful, but I also knew the lay of the land, and I knew where I wanted to stay. I knew what I wanted to eat, and what I need to do the night before. So that made it a lot better for myself. And the weather couldn't have been better for most of the race, except for maybe a little bit of headwind, which was the only place where I kind of struggled, or thing that I kind of struggled with. But the weather was like in the mid to upper 40s, and it pretty much stayed there for the whole race. And anyway, I just kept on taking it easy and just kept on doing a mantra. I made a mantra, the sweet science of marathoning, and just took it how Jeff diagrammed it for me, which was the first 5 miles, I did about a 12:30 pace, and then after that, I went down to about a 12-minute per mile pace, and I pretty felt like I was passing people the whole way. One frustrating thing was that my goal was to get under 5:30. My marathon before that 3 years ago was about 5:37. And so I was dealing with the 5:30 pace group. And I remembered 3 years ago where I caught up with the pace group, and then I just got behind them and I couldn't catch up. That was around mile 13. This time I pretty much stayed ahead, but they seemed to always catch up, and they had this little cheer going on, and it was kind of frustrating. I really wanted to just dart them, and I would get in front of them, and they would catch up. And anyway, eventually, by that mile 13, I was able to have them in my rearview mirror, and I didn't have to think about that. And I just kept up the similar interval of 30 run, 30 walk, and it pretty much worked. And tried to walk all the water stops. And what was just amazing is, the method works. I passed a lot of people and kept on going. I wouldn't say I turned on the heat at the end of the race. I had a few slower miles, but not terribly, and I didn't feel like I was bonking. And the finish in Richmond is great. It's all downhill, but even then I felt like I needed to walk some of it anyway. But and then there was somebody at the finish line, towards the finish line, saying, "You better start running so that they take a picture of you and you're not walking." And I started running down the hill, and I finished. I mean, I had some cramps. That was the only issue I had, and I had a really bad cramp after I stopped. Had to lie down for a few minutes. But generally, it was a very successful race, besting my PR by about 15 minutes. I did it in about 5:22:02. And I'm just, I can't imagine running a marathon any other way than with walk breaks. It makes a real big difference. And And I wasn't going during the run going, well, I'm never going to do a marathon again, which I felt like 3 years ago. But I did, was going, oh, I'll never do another marathon. I'll do another marathon, but maybe I won't try for a PR anymore because it's so hard. Anyway, that's all I have. And enjoy your extra mile. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. Kevin asked for things that we're thankful for and what my mother would say to each and every one of us at Thanksgiving. You are my thankful thing. So, hey, Kevin and all you extra milers, you're my thankful things. Have a great one. Eat too much and enjoy that extra mile.
Hey, Kevin, it's Amy from the Run, Eat, Drink podcast. An extra miler wishing every extra miler out there a happy Thanksgiving and saying thank you, because what I'm thankful for is the running community you've built here, all of you. The Extra Mile podcast, the Extra Mile podcast, the Galloway edition, everybody who reaches out and supports. We especially felt that during the Wine and Dine Half Marathon weekend and Two Course Challenge and all the weeks leading up to that. You all supported us in ways we're so thankful we could never express. And we can't wait to meet some of you in person at the Jeff Galloway Half Marathon weekend in Atlanta in December. So we're thankful for that race that's upcoming, and we're thankful for all the support you've given us. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your extra mile.
So the guy at the reception is probably one of the sons, maybe?
Yeah.
You're going to know the entire family. We've seen the grandchildren, or the grandchild. Watch out for the marble. It might be slippery. Yep. Looks like a nice day today. Sky is clear.
Nice downhill start.
What was that?
Nice downhill start.
Yeah, well, that's it. They're always fun until you realize you have to come back up again. We can do a little walk break here. So, Kevin, and all you extra milers, this is my contribution for your illustrious show, the Extra Mile Podcast. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. We're running along here in Beja, Portugal. More than a month since we've had our Canadian Thanksgiving. That happened on the 17th or the 18th?
October 12th.
October the 12th. Well, yeah, I think it was October the... Yeah, it was the day after the marathon, October the 18th. Anyway, I am a little confused, but it was a month ago, at least, that we had our Thanksgiving. And it reminds me of my first marathon, which I ran in Victoria. And the day after the marathon, they had a run called the Turkey Trot. And I believe I ran it after running a 3:09 in Victoria. That was when I was fast, back in the day. I think I was
50 something or other. Maybe not quite that old. 45, I think. I keep forgetting how long I've been in Victoria.
30 years.
30, how many years have I been in Victoria? 30. 30 years.
Oh, well, wait a minute. And I have
20 years. At least 20 years in Victoria. And I've been running.
94.
All right, well, I'm just confusing the heck out of them. Anyway, I think I'll probably leave it at that. My submissions are always pretty short. This one might well go down as being one of the shortest. Total numerical confusion rules as usual in my life. And having my wife here doesn't really help, because she confuses me even more. All right, so that's enough from Carlos and Norma, the running jackal and Mrs. Jackal, running in Portugal. Bye-bye.
Hey, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Steve in southeastern Pennsylvania. Temperatures today are a little bit chillier than we've seen for a while. And depending on how the forecast goes, we may be in for a nice mess tomorrow. Kevin asked if we could express what we're thankful for. So I think for me, if I were to put some priorities down in a list, I may not get all these numbers right, but first and foremost is my relationship to God. Very thankful that He saw someone such as me and took pity on me. And so I have much to be thankful for. And I think Thanksgiving is a time to sit back and say, well, how? Let's celebrate just all that God has done for us.
Zone two.
And then secondly, my family. It's been a meaningful year with the loss of my dad. Many things to be thankful about, his
Zone three.
Demeanor and his example and influence. And then my own family, I'm blessed with a wife with a keeps me thinking straight a lot of the times, and children who are growing up into adulthood and making their way.
Zone two.
And then, of course, friends. And I have to count just being able to listen to even virtual friends. I think there's something very special about physical meetups. So I think of the friendship of Anthony and JD, how they're able to go out and
Zone one.
Get some running in on a regular basis. There's something priceless about that. I know others do similar things. They have running buddies. I don't
Zone
have that,
zero.
But I do have you all to carry around with me at times and enjoy. And so, and it's not just listening to. That's the neat thing about this group, is it's not just listening to others, but actually getting encouragements through Facebook, or at times through phone calls or texts or what have you. So, many things to be thankful for. We are not out on the streets hard up. So we're thankful for that. We're thankful for the roof over our heads, and thankful for the good health we have. Of course, that's all relative, because let's see, a little skin cancer this year, heart attack a couple of years ago, other cancers with my wife. So again, all things considered, we always have much to be thankful for. So, all right. Just running a back road this morning and enjoying thinking about everyone else as winter falls upon us. And either folks are taking to the treadmill or folks are taking to a little harsher conditions outside. I don't have a treadmill or access to one, so I enjoy the challenge of the crazy weather. So, oh, one other thing to be thankful for. I'm running this year. Last year, I wasn't sure what to make of some pains. They haven't entirely gone away, but I found ways to run through them. And even though they may be mysterious, it could either be arthritis or some tendonitis that's not hampering my running. So anyway, thankful to be out here. Thankful for you all. Thankful for Kevin and all his hard work on bringing us together time and time again. So this is Steve, southeastern Pennsylvania, being thankful.
Buenas tardes. Buenas tardes. Soy corredor de Zen y estoy corriendo a la ciudad de Barcelona en España esta mañana y estoy muy feliz. How's that? It's Zen Runner. I am in Barcelona. I am walking, actually. Caminar. Not running, but I am walking up a great avenue, up the Avenue de Diagonal. Diagonal. It's a little windy because it's been raining quite a bit, but it has stopped, and I am out for my long run, which Coach Chris Twiggs has suggested I walk the first bit and then run the second bit. Let's see how long I go. Now, normally I have these scheduled for Saturday. Today's Friday, but I'm going to be doing the long haul flight home tomorrow. So I figure rather than run on the plane, I would do it here in Barcelona and take the opportunity to run by all the grand sights and really enjoy it. But I have to tell you, the city is really beautiful. Está muy seguro. It's very safe. I'm surprised how safe it is for a big city, and very clean. And you know, you don't want to be running at 3 o'clock in the morning like any major city, but it is during the day. It's just fantastic. Now, I did get three runs in this week, four runs, and I have kept the schedule, but that's it. I've been here to work. I haven't had any time on my own, even barely time to eat and sleep. It's been really busy. We pulled off one of the largest conferences, actually the largest technical conference in the world, is happening this month, and it stops here in Europe, and we pulled it off. So it was really great. We had a magnificent show and thousands of people, and it was really good. So I'm glad that's over, because I spent a lot of time running around and getting my steps in and my runs in. So definitely you can do it if you focus on it and you give up the time that you have to the training. You stay with your discipline and your commitment and your goal, you can get it done. And same thing, like, I decided to stay an extra day at my own cost just so I can get this done, because I know I'm going to be crushed coming back with the time warp, you know, the jet lag and everything. And the diet is a little different here, and sleeping, and it's noisy and not what I'm used to, but I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Like the old days, right? When I used to travel around. That might be the case again. The world's getting smaller for me, as in, you know, I'm being requested to be in all these various places. So 2 weeks, I will be in Mexico City, running at 7,500 feet in the sky. That city is way up there. That should be interesting too. But today, I'm right at sea level, and it's really great. It's been gray and cold for most of the week. I don't care. I've been inside most of the time. And today, the ground is wet. There's puddles. But I think the rain has stopped for the day. And it's a blessing, because it's really not going to get much over 60 degrees today. It's usually warm here. And as you can hear, it's really noisy. It's an active live city on a Friday. There's a lot of tourists in town. And up this main avenue, great thing is, major avenues, many of them in Barcelona, they have a center avenue just for bikes and people. And idiots like me who step out into an intersection. But you walk right down the middle, and there's even a lane for bikes and the middle lanes for people, and there's benches all along the way. It's just, it's grand. It's really great, and it's fantastic for running. You know, given that it's not a trail, it's asphalt, like you're running on the road, but if you're training for a road marathon and you're traveling through Europe, Barcelona would be a good place to do it. And so that's it. That's my sharing for today, and perhaps maybe we'll record some more tomorrow or later. No matter where this might bring me, I plan to take this through the heart of town by all the sites and then down to the beach. Barcelona is also famous for its beach. Nothing like Miami Beach or the great beaches of the Caribbean, but it is nice. And there's a great strip of boardwalk that goes for miles, about 5 miles all the way back up to my hotel. And I'm in the north side of town, right on the water where the conference center is. It's kind of removed from all of this, but I am walking into the heart of the tourist crazy. I'm going to go right through the middle of it, and then I'm going to walk through most of that because it's kind of crowded. And then I'll run all the way back on that boardwalk and then get all my long miles in right by the Mediterranean on the ocean. It's going to be windy, so not ideal. But, you know, this is noisy. McDonald's everywhere. That's the one thing I haven't been here for 8 years, and the one thing I've noticed that those international brands are everywhere. I mean, there's Kentucky Fried Chicken, Burger King, McDonald's, Pizza Hut. I just saw a Papa John's pizza here in Barcelona. Why would you? Why would you? I guess that's what people want. That's what people want. H&M, Zara. Fun. A lot of retailing going on where I am right now. At the heart. I'm at the building that looks like a giant lipstick or something else, which I won't say because it's a family show. But it's the Zona. La Zona. Barcelona Diagonal. That's what it says. There's a Zona. Yeah, that's where we are. So, hey, I just wanted to take an opportunity to capture some of this and share it with everybody. So thank you. Muchas gracias. And we will see you later. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Extra Milers. It's Chris from Virginia Beach, and just want to drop a real quick submission for the Thanksgiving episode. I just wanted to say how thankful I am for the friends I've made through this podcast group, for the support you guys have been. It's been so cool to get a chance to meet several of you at Bird in Hand in Baltimore and here in Virginia Beach at Shamrock. This is just an amazing group of runners. And no matter your pace, no matter your distance, never forget that you are a runner. And I'm just thankful for all of you guys. So I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. And, of course, enjoy your extra mile.
Hey there, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is JD out on a weekend run. On a much less windy day than the last time I recorded. Might not have sounded too terrible. And if that's the case, that's only because of this extremely high-tech filter I developed many years ago to remove wind noise while podcasting on the run. I should have patented it. I know our humble host, Kevin, is a member of the JD Filter fan club. So, and if he wants to, he can share a pic of my extremely high-tech design, but it works phenomenally. So, anyway, two ideas to mull over while I'm running on a glorious day here in South Central PA. This So the first one is a question. So I am considering bumping up my distance. And in order to do that, where I'd like to be at this time next year, it's going to make sense to actually spend the money and get a running backpack. Now, price, of course, is going to be important, but long before we start chatting about price, I need to ask this question, because I know there are a number of you that have purchased and run with running backpacks. So, I'm talking certainly to all my ultra marathoners in the listening audience. What should I actually be looking for in a running backpack? I've never owned one, so before I start hemming and hawing about how much it costs, it probably makes sense to know what I should actually get in the first place. So, this backpack will need to carry me, pun intended, through a 50 miler at some point in the next 2 years. We have a 50 miler down in the DC area, which is the JFK 50 miler. I was thinking yesterday it was only a 50K, which is only a little bit longer than a marathon, but no, it's a 50 miler. And I would like to do a 50 miler before I turn 55. So, I need to know, what exactly should I have in a running backpack that would be what I would need first, and then obviously some little extra swag to make it cool, to support a 50 miler. Now, I will tell you that I'm not a fan of straws. I know a lot of these things come with something that looks very much like a straw. And I've never found those type of biting, stuck kind of straws that they have on some of these backpacks to be particularly friendly to me. So something that would be easy to get a drink from would definitely be paramount. Probably not going to get away from the straw design, but I'll just throw that out there. So, you mull that over and get back to Kevin if you have any suggestions. Won't be buying it tomorrow, so I can wait for a response. But there's that. And then, so that was the question about the backpack. And then, it sucks when you get old. I may have forgotten my other question. Oh no, I got it now. So, I put up a picture yesterday that I titled "The Beards of the Extra Mile." And I did it as a ha-ha, isn't this cute and funny and something we can all talk about as a group. But my better half, the lovely Mrs. Daly, actually said, you know, you got an idea here for a fundraiser of sorts. And I went, huh? as I cocked my head and did the Tim Taylor confused dog grunt and head tilt. She said, listen to this. Why don't you have everybody send in a picture or two or three of what running means to them? All right. So it could be, for example, like that cool picture of the five of us after the last bird in hand half marathon. A wonderful picture of a bunch of my friends all lined up with our medals, smiling in front of the bird in hand sign. Or it can be a picture of maybe a particular landscape that you see on the run. It could be a, you know, slightly artistic thing. You know, maybe a picture of you getting water from a lovable volunteer. And if we're going for super cute, obviously the volunteer's a kid, right? Because that's just super cute. But anyway, send all these photos in and then we put them up on the site and we vote on them. You know, maybe even have like a little, oh, I don't know, head-to-head competition. And people vote on their 12 favorite pictures. And then we take those pictures and we turn it into an extra mile calendar, which of course we here in the community are the stars. Once the calendar gets made, we can all purchase a calendar and we price it so that, one, we cover what it costs to actually produce so that nobody's taking a bath on this. But then also, so that we do actually make a little bit of money on that. And we take that money as the Extra Mile Podcast Collective and we donate it to the 26.2 with Donna for breast cancer. Kind of like a group donation. Because, of course, if you've been here even, what, since February, you know that 26.2 with Donna gives, I want to say it's like 99.999 out to infinity of all their donation money. Right to charity. Does not go to pay for somebody's Porsche or a new sweater. As they're really good about getting corporate sponsorship to actually pay for the race. So whenever people pay to do the race, can go direct to the charity it supports, which of course is breast cancer. So, what do you think? Huh? I'm not sure if we could get all that done by December, but maybe. Maybe in time to actually have a calendar produced that people could purchase around Christmas. And then use next year. Could listen as Jeff or Chris, and of course be Coach Chris, possibly our lovable Kevin, presents the check with our donation. So anyway, that's the idea from the super smart woman that I married throw it out there. Let me know what you think. All right. That's it for me. It's enough yakking for this submission. Take care. And as always, be sure to enjoy your extra mile.
Hi, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Kim in Lawrenceville, Georgia. I'm here today answering Kevin's call for short submissions about why I am thankful to be a runner. And while I'm not running these days, I am still walking, and I am thankful that I have the ability and that I have my health to continue walking longer distances. I look around my circle and I see the people who aren't active and aren't taking care of themselves and how quickly they're aging. I don't want that to ever be me. I look at people like Jeff, who, you know, he's well into his 70s now and still active as ever, and I strive to be him someday. I was at an event for Special Olympics last week, and I was talking with one of the parents, and when she told me she had a daughter who's a marathoner, we had a conversation a little bit, and then she told me how old her daughter was, and her daughter is just a few years younger than I am, which means the parent I was talking to is well into her 70s, and she did not look it. And it's because she stays active, and that's a goal of mine, and it's a good goal, and, you know, we can all strive for that. So that's my thankful thought for the day. Kevin, thanks for the opportunity to have me share it with everybody. Y'all have a wonderful Thanksgiving, a wonderful holiday season, and I hope I get to see some of you really, really soon here in Atlanta. So thanks, and y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Good morning, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Scott from Sutherland, Virginia. I'm thankful for this podcast and this Facebook group. It's brought a lot of virtual friends into my life that I might not have normally met and turned them into real-life friends that I've actually met at different meetups. It's been a wonderful place to get training tips and learning about the shorter Galloway intervals that just opened a whole universe up to my running. I hope everybody's got the training going good for fall races, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Enjoy your extra mile.
Hello, Kevin, and all of you extra milers. This is John from just south of Annapolis, Maryland, with a race report. Just getting in under the wire from Kevin's last call. When I say just south of Annapolis, like, we're 3 miles from Annapolis by water and 15 miles by land. Anyway, my daughter Erin and I did finish the Outer Banks Marathon last Sunday. I ran the first 18 miles at a 12:47 pace, and she wrapped it up with the final 8.2 miles. The weather was good, just under 50 degrees and sunny later in the morning. I was actually running faster than I should, as I was trying to give Erin plenty of time. She's a slower runner. I was pretty knackered at the end. My feet hurt. My legs were really tight. I don't think I could have run the additional 8.2 miles. But I ran light on Tuesday, this last Tuesday, and harder today, which is Thursday. But I had to run on the treadmill because it's snowing and sleeting outside. The final weeks of training before this race were a bit wonky. Actually, 2 weeks before I left for the race, I got a severe pain of the preparation H type. Maybe some of you can relate to that. Anyway, with some medication, that has abated, and I was fine for the race. But the day before the race, My brand new iPhone died. I mean, it like went to black screen, and I'd never had this happen before. I made a trip to the Apple store, and they gave me immediate relief because all it needed was a hard reset, and I'd never had to do that before. Anyway, We had a great family weekend in the Outer Banks. My son-in-law and older granddaughter ran the Southern Six, and my youngest granddaughter ran the one-mile fun run. So I now have a loose goal for my 76th year of birth, of training for and running a full marathon. I don't know whether that's going to be possible, but we'll see, as I have to be out and running for 5.5 to 6 hours, and that's pretty tough even when you are using a run-walk method. So, enough for now. Everybody take care and stay off the ice, but stay in shape this winter. This is John from South Annapolis, signing off.
Hi, this is Connie. For the first 45 years of my life, I never really felt as though I fit in anywhere. I was always a misfit, but once I discovered running, I discovered a whole world out there where I actually felt like I belonged. Even after my injury, which made me switch from running to walking, all of you awesome Galloway-ers just have continued to make me feel as though I belong. And that feeling of belonging has given me a self-confidence that I'd never had before in my life. I've definitely come out of my shell, as my mom would say, and I discovered who I really was inside all along. This Thanksgiving weekend, I'll be doing my first turkey trot. It's the historic Bethlehem Turkey Trot 5K, and it's on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. They have a running division and a competitive walking division. It'll be my second competitive walking event, and I can't wait. I'm so thankful for this sport. I'm so thankful for this community, and I'm thankful for Jeff Galloway, his tremendous organization. And last but not least, I'm thankful for Kevin and all of my incredible Extra Mile family. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Good morning, Kevin and all you Extra Milers. It's Jane from South Wales. Kevin has asked for a really short submission, and the question he posted was, what are we most thankful for with our running career? Well, that's really simple. To be quite honest, I should never be thankful for having an injury. But 5 years ago, I became so injured that I couldn't even walk, let alone run. Somebody had told me about Jeff Galloway, and I have to admit I laughed. I could never imagine walking while I was running. To me, that sounded quite alien. Anyway, one day I was just Googling anything to do with Jeff Galloway, and the Extra Mile podcast popped up. I didn't even know what a podcast was, and I had to ask my daughter for help. Thank goodness for teenagers, that's all I can say. That was the turning point, and so what I'm most thankful for is that I found the Extra Mile. Every one of you inspires me. Every one of you gives me the opportunity to get up in the morning and to try and to run. You've become much more than a Facebook group or a podcast. Every one of you has become a member of my family. I hope one day that I won't be just a virtual person to you, and that I will actually meet you and come to Atlanta. That's really been my dream, and I hope that one day I'll be able to fulfill it. But to keep this short, I'm so thankful for you, and I'm so thankful for every one of you. Keep running and keep enjoying your extra mile. And that's it from me. I'm off to work, so I won't be enjoying my extra mile today, but I'm off tomorrow. Cheers to every one of you. Bye.
Hi, this is Chris from Wisconsin.
And this is Harlan.
And we were sending in an audio about what we were thankful for running this year. This was the first year for Harlan running. And how did you like it, Harlan?
It was good. I liked running a lot.
What were your favorite races, and what is your thing that you like most about running?
Enjoying the journey.
You enjoy the journey? Yeah. What about it?
Get to meet new people and
go new places?
Yep. Yep, that's pretty cool.
So, which one of the runs did you like the best?
The canine 5K.
The canine, I'm not surprised. We're at the dog park right now walking our two dogs. So we were wanting to do this with Jim, but he's at work right now and we're painting the living room. Kind of lost track of time last night. So my favorite thing about running, what I'm thankful for, is that it was something to do together with our family. And like Harlan said, we got to go new places, meet new people, and just do fun stuff together. And even the traveling was fun. And although the K9 5K was our favorite, I think the one that had the most fun activities was definitely the EAA in Oshkosh. That was awesome. But I've really enjoyed the extra energy I get when I'm running, and also that my joints feel better. And maybe I can call Jim at work and have him record one and send it in. And I'm thankful for all the extra milers, and we all love listening to you guys together as a family in the car. And Trisha, I hope you're feeling better, and thanks for always encouraging us. And you guys enjoy your Thanksgiving. Our next update will be from the Madison Turkey Trot. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers out there. This is Jim, Happy Campers from Wisconsin, calling in with my Thanksgiving edition for the podcast. Obviously, I am thankful for so many things, especially for my health, being able to run. Thankful for the motivation I get from my beautiful wife, keep me out there and moving. I'm thankful for the races that we've completed and for the many more that we have to complete yet. So, again, this is Jim, Happy Campers from Wisconsin. Have a good day.
Episode 176 of the Extra Mile Podcast. Good stuff. I wanted to chat a little bit about, first of all, JD's idea about a calendar with some Extra Mile Podcast photos on it. I think it's a great idea. It's probably a little bit too late to start that in the year 2019, but maybe we can shoot for either an 18-month calendar or something that starts in the middle of the year, July of 2019 to maybe June of 2020, something like that. There are a few hurdles we would have to get over to get that done, but it's certainly a good idea and something we should give some more thought about. I am so pleased that we all seem to have so much to be thankful for. Many of you have expressed how thankful you are for this community. So how cool is that, huh? You and I, whether you submit or not, have all done that. No one person did it or continues to do it. This community seems to mean a lot to a lot of folks. For that, I am thankful, and for each of you, as I said, whether or not you submit or not, I am thankful for. So let me chat about one other item here. I received a note this week from a listener with a comment. No idea who the listener is. I didn't try to find out. Doesn't matter. But he gave me some constructive criticism, kind of, about a comment I made in episode 175. It was something about mentioning selling my candy, my kids' Halloween candy, to the dentist to send to the troops. So when I got that comment, I honestly couldn't remember exactly what I had said, but the listener kind of chided me and said it wasn't very funny. So I went back to see what it was I actually said. And it went like this. Our dentist buys it. So you take the candy that you steal from your children and you take it to the dentist. He weighs it and buys the candy from you. And then they send it to the troops, which I think is a great idea. Let their teeth rot out. Not my kids, huh? So after listening to that again, I have to agree. It was a quick throwaway comment meant at conveying that I was glad to get the candy out of my home and thankful for our troops getting some sweets. I could have done that without the let their teeth rot out comment. I totally agree. If that came across as my somehow degrading our military, nothing could be further from the truth. Most of you who have listened to this podcast for any length of time know that my son is in the United States Air Force. So, apologize for that throwaway comment. And I am very thankful for all of the constructive comments that I get, good or bad, from listeners. 2018 has not been the best year of my life. Certainly could have been worse, but I've had some bumps in my road, including a bout with AFib, with the death of one of my best friends and father-in-law, and a total hip replacement. On more than one occasion this year, I was confronted with the prospect of not being able to run again. Never, not ever. I thank God that I am back to running, no matter what the pace or the mileage. Running has been one of my best friends for almost 40 years. Running goes with me wherever I go. It's always been there for me. Running listens to me no matter how silly I sound. Running helps me in more ways than I can express, at least not if I'm going to keep my promise and keep this episode at a reasonable length. And sometimes, as in other parts of our lives, we don't appreciate things we love until we're put into the position of losing it. So the trick now is to cherish it and do whatever I need to do to make sure it stays with me for as long as possible. So that's why I'm keeping my run intervals much shorter than I normally would, and my walk intervals a little bit longer than I typically would, because I know deep down that's what I need to do to make sure I don't lose it altogether. I would be remiss if I didn't also say the obvious. I'm thankful for all of you in this community. You as well have helped me more than I can express, and I certainly hope the community is doing that for you. So whether you are celebrating with us here in the United States, Thanksgiving Day or not, I wish you all the best, the happiest Thanksgiving ever. And until the next time, y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.